I have seen the Lord. Mary proclaims it. She's our first preacher, the first one to share the good news. I have seen the Lord. And we proclaim the same thing each Easter, normally in a call and response kind of way. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. It's Easter. And so we celebrate and give thanks for the empty tomb, for Jesus' victory over death. But if we're honest, things feel a bit off this year. Most of us aren't in our Easter dresses. No one's coordinating outfits. We don't have a choir's anthem. We aren't gathering together with family and friends for a big meal. There are likely less floral prints and fancy hats and family portraits than most years. And the real kicker, for me at least, is that the church isn't packed this year. It's pretty empty. And it reminds me that my Easter traditions, my Easter expectations, miss the point. That Easter is about subverted expectations. That Easter and all it stands for doesn't make sense. Life coming out of death, no one expected an empty tomb. And as a pastor who just a few weeks ago didn't expect an empty church this Easter, I find some comfort in that. In subverted expectations. As someone who didn't expect to be living amidst a global pandemic, now or really at any point in my life, I find comfort in knowing that our God shows up in the unexpected, that our God brings life from the chaos and destruction that's all around us, that our God calls us to be an Easter people, a people who proclaim hope in the face of difficulties, who proclaim hope in the midst of death, in the midst of defeat, who proclaim hope in the face of, well, really, anything. During 1799, Napoleon's army was on their Austrian campaign. They were just a few miles out of Feldkirch. It was a medieval city in western Austria, on the border with Switzerland and Liechtenstein. The French armies were high up in the hills to the west of town, and all signs pointed to Napoleon's men taking the Austrian city without any real resistance. Throughout the night, the French advanced toward the city. And meanwhile, the people of Feldkirch, they were wondering what to do. They knew Napoleon's armies were upon them, but they weren't prepared for a fight. And it just happened that there were already people gathered together to pray because it was the night of Easter Vigil, that night before Easter. And so as the sun rose that morning, the streets were filled with worshipers rushing out to church, and the church bells began to ring joyously in honor of the resurrection. And those bells echoed into the countryside. The sudden ringing of bells, it surprised the French. It alarmed them. They hadn't realized it was Easter Sunday. And so they thought that the Austrian army had arrived in the middle of the night to reinforce the city. They assumed the bells were ringing in jubilation because backup had arrived. And so they fled, and the battle never even took place. All because of those Easter bells. All because of the hope that they carried. All because of their celebration, even in the face of danger. As we're knee deep, maybe even chest deep or neck deep in this battle against the coronavirus, it seems almost absurd to stand in front of you and encourage you to celebrate. Almost as absurd as ringing bells and heading off to worship when you're face to face with one of the world's best armies of all time. As we face this disease for which we have no cure and no vaccine, it seems almost absurd to tell you to ring bells and to feast and to sing of victory. It's almost absurd to tell you to continue with Easter like there isn't a global pandemic going on just right outside of our doors. Or perhaps for some of us in our own homes. Absurd. It's absurd. But don't you think that's exactly what Mary Magdalene thought as she ran from the empty tomb to find Peter? Absurd. Don't you think that that's what Peter and the beloved disciple thought when they found Jesus' linen burial wrappings tossed to the ground without a body to be found? Absurd. Don't you think that that's what Mary Magdalene thought when the man whom she watched die on a cross just a few days earlier calls out her name? Absurd. It's absurd to proclaim new life in the midst of such death, to proclaim victory when there's so much that's still uncertain. But the thing is that resurrection doesn't have to make sense. We don't have to understand how an army flees without a battle. We don't have to understand how death can be turned into life. We just have to believe. We have to believe that through God, resurrection is possible. That if God can roll away a stone and raise Jesus from the dead, then whatever is dead within us can be revived. That God can do something in spite of our anxiety or our loneliness or the fact that we're all going just a little stir crazy. That God can do something with our frustration over family vacations that have been canceled and time that we aren't getting to spend together. That God can do something with our heartbreak over losing loved ones without sharing hugs are gathering for memorial services. We have to believe that God can resurrect whatever is dark within us, even if it's revived in a different way than what we think. Our God is a God of resurrection. And so today, in the midst of this world that is clearly not yet resurrected, we celebrate Christ's resurrection. We open ourselves to be revived and restored. So let us ring bells. Let us celebrate. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.